Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
How he might have been killed. Almost a year passed before she heard anything at all from her brother. Not that she didn't try. She did, hard and often, writing letters that would return stamped addressee transferred or return to writer. One has a note penciled in, wounded 8/7/18. We have no further record of this man. And then a date, 4/2/19. That's 6 months after the First World War ended. She must have been worried sick. The war, people claimed joyfully, was over. But what did she know of her brother? Nothing. A profound, inconsolable emptiness must have left her sleepless in a nightmare. And then on August 23, 1919, my grandmother received official notice from the War Department's Adjutant General. It is with profound regret. More than a year after his death, finally, she knew her brother would not return. Long before, she must have heard an anti-war ditty that sold nearly 700,000 records. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. But Edgar, her only sibling, had enlisted in November 1917 and gone to Europe because he thought it was the right thing to do. The adjutant general's letter must have offered her some relief. Not knowing occupies its own level of hell. All of that was exactly 100 years ago now, and no one knows exactly how Edgar died, even though thousands of others were killed in that action in France, somewhere around the Vesle River. By August of 1918, the war left those hellish trenches behind when the German army began a slow but deadly retreat. Imagine your own hometown without a single soul in it. Wrecked after a great storm and partly burned, with all the evidences of the familiar activities of everyday life about, but that life and movement cut off suddenly, turned off like a light, and you will have an idea of Fismas. So writes Hervey Allen in Toward the Flame, a memoir published just 8 years after the war, a memoir recounting the travail of the doughboys who, like my great uncle, fought the Boche from the Marne to the Vesle River. Is what Allen remembers, what Edgar saw before he was killed, a ghost village beaten, starved, and deserted? And if he did he, like Hervey Allen, think of home? Maybe my great uncle is actually in the action Allen remembers. He could be. It was our intention to take up a position along the river, using the railway embankment as a trench to resist the enemy should they attempt to cross the stream. I instructed the first sergeant, who had about half the men, to move over into the factory on the left as we advanced. And after taking a few seconds to get the automatic rifle teams and the skirmish line properly disposed, we started forward on the double. The sergeant led his men off to the left, while we made straight for the river, a stretch of about 200 yards. About halfway, the enemy turned his machine guns on us. The air suddenly seemed to be alive with a swarm of vicious wasps, and I saw the dust cup up all around our feet. About 50 yards back were three or four quiet bundles that had been men a few seconds before. I watched them from time to time. But there was no more movement. One of those quiet bundles could have been my great uncle or yours. Maybe he was one of the boys caught in a storm of bullets, a hero who laid there in breathless silence. Who knows, really? Soon the war would be over. Who will ever know just how he died? Maybe these lines from a poem written just then belong to his sister back home. Though kind time may many joys renew, there is one greatest joy I shall not know again, because my heart for loss of you was broken long ago. Today, 100 years later, on his stone in the family plot, my Uncle Edgar's name is barely visible.